Mr. Silva's already started answering questions. Let's sit down and listen.
But what would be the true sensing? Would it be the reflected frequencies that are reflected? There are many things that can interfere with reflecting in between your eyes and the reflected frequencies, interference, or the absorbed frequencies of the instrument. Now, the reflected frequency we perceive with beta, the absorbed frequencies we perceive at alpha, from within. It's a fundamental. It's a baseline. Alpha functions at the baseline where everything starts, at the beginning of things. Beta is at the other levels. So we will function at two dimensions. We can perceive this instrument at alpha and give the color and shape and all by going at alpha without having to see it objectively, only mentally. And mentally we can project to wherever it is. I don't have to be objectively there to sense it because of the laws of physics. Distance is a barrier. Walls are barriers. This is the other side of the wall, we can see it. But with my mind, I can see it if it's on the other side of the wall. Or if it's in China, I can still see it with mind. There's no distance there. Mind, by thinking about it, is going to it. Every time you think about John Doe, I mean, your mind is on John Doe's brain. John Doe doesn't know. But you could be pressing information on his brain. If he goes to alpha, he picks it up then. For instance, an experiment with two children. One here, number one, number two. Two researchers with child each. Researcher number one takes child number one to alpha. At alpha, let us create something here. Chad doesn't know what he's talking about. What's that? I mean, create something. Like drawing something that there was not drawn. You're drawing it, you're creating a drawing. Oh, that, you know, draw something. Well, he knows what drawing is. He can draw dogs, cats, birds, and so forth. He's creating then. He's creating a picture of a dog, a picture of whatever. He's creating by drawing picture. It's a creation. So he says, what do you want to draw? Well, what about a little toy car? Okay, go ahead and draw the toy car. So I don't have a paper or I don't have crayons. Oh, beautiful colors. Okay, now go ahead and draw. What you want to draw? A little toy car. Okay, go ahead and draw a little toy car. He's drawing the toy car. He's drawing the front wheel, left wheel, right front wheel. Connecting those wheels together, then he says, when I finish it, I want to paint it green with red wheels. Okay, you want to paint it green with red wheels, fine. He continues drawing it. As he finishes it, researcher number one, signal researcher number two, researcher number two takes child number two to alpha again, the projector where child number one is then what he's doing. Child number two, it's called remote viewing. Child number two says he's drawing a little toy car. And he wants to paint it green with red. He's not painted yet. He picked it up in his mind too. What he planned to do. He already had planned to paint it. He hasn't gone that far yet in his drawing. But the child number two picked up not only what he's done so far, but what plans to do in the future. When he finishes, future painted green with red wheels. Now, that's remote viewing. Anybody can do this at alpha. These are some of the things that can be done at alpha. So you see, people who have planned to do things, it's already done in the subjective world. So the past is composed of materialized thoughts. The present is where we are materializing thoughts. And the future is composed of conceived thoughts, not yet materialized. And a person clairvoyant at alpha can get information from the past if he needs it, can get it which is taking place in changing from one to the other, where it's becoming materialized, and can get it from the minds of who already have conceived it, but not yet materialized it. And this is going to be prophecy. Because when you say these individuals have in mind to do this and this and this other, if they haven't changed their mind between now and then, this is what's going to happen. And that's prophecy right there. But between now that they decided what to do, if something happens on the way and actually do not get far enough to materialize those thoughts and change their mind, then prophecy is not right. I mean, it didn't happen, see? But it didn't happen because they changed their mind. But they, if they would have continued with their plans, this and this is going to happen, period. There's no way it would have happened. How long will it take? Depends on how fast you go at it. And this cannot be determined. The time factor is no such thing as time. There's nothing to correlate with time. Time is it's an invention of ours, it's in the air. Subjective. No such a thing. Time is an invention that has no basis. Moving the sun has no numbers. We assign numbers to moving to the sun. No numbers there. But facts are there, though. The end result is going to happen. This is why we think that Jesus, the best way to go is by the fruit that shall be known. The end result is what counts. Did they accomplish what they're looking for? Not that I can do this, I can do it, prove it. They never know you can do it if you proved it. Not before. Because minds can change along the way.
This recording is copyright by Jose Silva and Avalis Productions. For information about live seminars and home study courses, please visit us at silvacourses.com. Thank you.